Test 70, Section 3, Question 9. Here we're looking for a flaw in the CEO's argument. And it says, we've been falsely criticized for not being an environmentally responsible corporation. So, hey, don't criticize us for being environmentally irresponsible. Environmentally responsible corporations are corporations that do all they can to pollute less. So everybody that does the best they can to pollute less. Our current production methods pollute significantly less than our old methods did, and there are currently no methods that do not produce any pollution. Okay, so it's saying we're better than we used to be, and there isn't anything without any pollution. The problem is, we don't know that they're doing all that they can to pollute less. We know they're polluting less than they used to, but not all that they can. And so it doesn't meet up to it. So, A, takes for granted that production methods that do not produce pollution cannot be developed. It doesn't assume that. It just says currently there aren't any. Fails to take into account the possibility that different causes can have similar effects. Well, I didn't see really anything about causes and effects here. Generalizes too hastily from the inapplicability of a specific criticism to the inapplicability of a class of criticisms. I didn't see this as an issue of an individual to a group. Takes for granted that because the company has attempted to reduce the amount of pollution produced, they have succeeded. Well, no, because it actually says our current production methods pollute significantly less. So it's not about trying to and whether or not they succeed. They said they produce less. Ignores the possibility that there are currently production methods that would allow the corporation to produce less pollution than it does now. Yes, that's what we're looking for. Because just because it's less doesn't mean it's doing all that they can to pollute less. It could be that there's other ways. And so E is therefore our best answer.